Creation and Evolution Bible Students Courses. Course 2, Unit 2, Lesson 7, Creation and Evolution, by Mark D. Vogt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. When it comes to human philosophies that challenge the truth of Scripture, evolution has likely done more perceived damage than any other. More than just a scientific theory, evolution is a worldview, one that starts with man and tries to explain everything without God. Let's examine where it comes from, how it spreads, and why it fails. The origins of evolution. The theory of evolution is most often associated with Charles Darwin, 1809 to 1882, though he wasn't the only thinker involved. Darwin's idea, natural selection, teaches that the strongest survive, the weakest die off. Gradual changes produce new and better species. All life descended from a single common ancestor. This is presented today as settled science, even though it remains a theory filled with assumptions, gaps, and contradictions. Evolution has become a sacred cow of modern education, unquestioned in textbooks and preached in classrooms. Why evolution fits the world's agenda. In our last lesson, we talked about how most human philosophies begin with man and try to work their way up to God. Evolution is a perfect example of this. According to evolution, man is the highest product of nature. He is the pinnacle of progress. He is not made in God's image, but in his own. This man-centered thinking has consequences. If man is his own creator, then man becomes his own God. It's no wonder that modern education systems are turning out students who can't think critically. They're not taught how to weigh truth. They're taught only how to accept the approved narrative. The indoctrination of a generation. Education today has become indoctrination. Evidence that challenges evolution is suppressed. Scientists who question it are silenced. Teachers who offer alternatives are fired. Students who disagree are mocked. Sound extreme? It is, but it works. Like the frog in slowly warming water, many have no idea that they're being boiled alive. But this too is part of God's plan. God uses blindness. God uses blindness to accomplish his purposes. Just like Pharaoh's heart was hardened, just like Israel's eyes were shut, so too many today are blind to the truth of creation. God uses the adversary to accomplish the present purpose of blindness. The God of this eon, age, blinds the minds of the unbelieving. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Yes, even unbelief serves his purpose. All is of God. Romans 11:36. Yet God is the one who opens eyes. God is the one who grants faith. God parts to each the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Science isn't the enemy. False science is. It's important to say this clearly. True science does not contradict the Bible. The natural world is full of evidence for design, order, complexity, beauty, and purpose. But that evidence is filtered through the lens of fallen man and twisted. Too often, even Christians get pulled into scientific debates that miss the point entirely. They bring their data, evolutionists bring theirs. They argue endlessly about carbon dating, fossils, and the age of rocks. But as Paul warned, avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so-called. 1 Timothy 6:20-21. As Andre Snidar has wisely put it, any science leading to a conclusion away from God is false science. And he's right. The folly of trying to prove God. When Christians try to prove God through data, they make the same mistake as the world. They start with man. God is not a puzzle to be solved. He is a father to be believed. As Snydar also wrote, Christianity's folly is that they try to figure out God instead of just believing Him. What if we took God at His word? What if we stopped trying to win debates and started resting in truth? What if we let God speak for Himself? Closing thought: God's word or man's theory? Here are the contrasts before us. Evolution versus Scripture. You are a cosmic accident versus you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Life has no purpose versus all is for God's purpose. Death is natural and final versus death is the last enemy and will be destroyed. There is no plan versus God is operating all according to His plan. Man is supreme versus God is absolutely sovereign. Evolution may be the world's story, but God's story is better, and He's already written it to completion.